This is Which Way to Paradise from Interlochen Public Radio.
I like Michigan, but I want to be a fudgy in Michigan. I want to only come here when it's beautiful and perfect.
A new series about struggle and promise up north.
All I do is work, fishing. Just work, fishing, friends, fishing. Is that clear for fishing?
There aren't many businesses left in Thompsonville, and one of the few that remains is closing. Paul's Party Store is a place to grab a gallon of milk or buy a pack of cigarettes, but you can also get a more hard-to-find item, like balsamic vinegar.
Howdy.
Been all over the county for this.
Well, it's right there, buddy.
And you got it.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Why didn't I come here first?
That's exactly my point.
Paul's Party Store is a small blue pole barn. It used to be a fishing shop, and it's still got that feel, dark with a concrete floor. Paul T. Henry, who owns the place, says one of the keys to running a party store is stocking what even just one person might want.
So if somebody comes in and asks for something, I put it in. And then you've got that person as a customer. So in Traverse City, one customer isn't much, and Thompsonville, one customer is plenty.
You know, we call this the Kettle Store, so you can use that for your title.
What's that?
That's the Kettle Store, man. Paul, man runs a Kettle Store in Thompsonville. You're interviewing him, you know, see how things are going, how he's helping out the winos and, you know, the drunks.
That's a guy who Paul calls Ronnie. He knows the names of most of the customers who come in the store while I'm there. Paul's got a bushy white beard and white hair, and on top, he's wearing a baseball cap with one word stitched on it, Grumpy. Paul isn't sure when he picked up the nickname, but he's embraced it. A sign for the store just outside of town reads, "Buy from Grumpy." Locals say Paul's more moody than grumpy. He's certainly not an easy interview.
You know, you're not really interviewing me very well for what... You know, you got to think more definite questions, definite answer.
What should I ask you?
That's your job. My job is the store. You said you wanted to interview me. I didn't come to your place and ask you to interview me.
So I asked him why he's closing his store after a decade.
Tired of it. Had enough. Still making money, but I'm tired of it. I'm not going to trade my time for money. If I'm not getting something out of it more than money, I move on. Done that all my life. I'll be 70 years old. I'm not going to change my style now. I'm tired of it.
Paul says he used to enjoy the challenge of running the business. Now he might sell it. But a party store in a small town is not that attractive.
Party store in a big town, on a big area, with a lot of population, they do exceptionally well. Little town, a population of 350, it's a little harder to do. Got to work more hours.
The population in Thompsonville is actually about 450. Some of those people are upset that the store is closing, but Paul isn't worried. He says there are enough other stores nearby. A mini mart on Highway 115 is 2.5 miles out, and Copemish is about 3 miles. There's a couple stores there. Still, it could be tough for people who don't drive.
I'm done with it. So if you feel that there's an obligation to jump right in here and you do it, yeah.
Paul says he's not sure when he's going to close exactly. Maybe a week or two, maybe longer. He says he does have plans for a new business in Thompsonville, but he won't tell me what it is.
Thanks for talking with me.
Are you done? Is it good enough?
I got plenty. Can I take a picture of you, please?
We don't have any problem with that. Did I set you off a little bit? Did I make you think?
Yeah.
Did I help you do your job better next time?
I hope.
I hope so too.
Have a nice night.
Yep, see you. Stay out of trouble.
I'll try.
For more stories from our series, Which Way to Paradise, go to iprnews.org.